KO4ULP. OIM, this is KO4ULP. 4ULP, Marker.
Okay, I think everybody's eating dinner, Alexander.
Right, so, I don't know how much you play around with HF, but I got a quick question. So if you want to give someone a signal report on HF, how do you do that with the S-unit graph bar thingy?
Some of the radios will have numbers when you're looking at the received signal, the bar goes across, and it might have a 7 or an 8 or a 9, or it might say plus or 9 plus plus. So if you see that, say it came up to the 8, then you would say, but you can hear them very well, and you can read them perfectly. Then you'd say your signal is a 5, which means I can understand you really well, and then the strength is an 8, registers an 8 on your signal meter. Does that make sense?
Right now I have a few stations pulled up on HF, but they're pretty hard to understand. The S unit's needle is pretty much just going above the 5 or just staying at the 5. So I guess I'm not receiving their signal fairly strong because they're fairly hard to understand.
You're pulling out on the road. So in that case, if you were able to contact them, if it's coming through like that, you may not even be able to contact them. But if you had trouble hearing them, you could say, you have a 3 or a 4 by 5 or something, or whatever your last number, your second number would be what the signal strength is, and the first number is how you perceive or how you hear whether you can understand them or not. I'm pretty sure that's what that is. If somebody else knows different, then feel free to correct me.
Well, thank you for that information, what you been up to today?
Working. I just left my last pickup, and I'm headed back to my office, terminal, yard, whatever we call it, and I'm going to drop this trailer and park the tractor and punch out and go home. But, yeah, you'll hear most people will just say on HF, most people say, oh, it's a 5-9. Even if it's not necessarily that, a lot of people just use that now just as a reading. I just got my HF rig back up, so I've tried to be a little more specific because some people want accurate signal reports. They want to know, that's the whole point. How am I getting into where you are, So, and it's more of an informational type thing, but a lot of people just say 5-9 like they say hello and goodbye.
I bet, that wouldn't be the best for, contesters that want accurate signal reports. So I'll keep that in mind to always try to give an accurate signal report.
Contesters just want to get your call, confirm that they talk to you, a quick signal report, and I don't even think they care what it is, and then they're on to the next one. So I think that's where a lot of that comes in, where they're just throwing out a 5-9 every time.
Yeah, I guess you're right there. But it'd be different, if you're just maybe holding a regular QSO and want accurate information.
Contact. Anyway, but yeah, having a good day. How about yourself?
Having a good day. We had some sports that we go to school for that allow homeschoolers to come in. So played basketball and, did school.
Are you going to watch any of the basketball games, the college championship games? I think there's a couple on tonight and tomorrow night.
We normally don't watch very many sports, but my dad does, like basketball, so he might put on just a little bit of it just to see what's going on.
Might be a game just started 6:30 possibly. I knew I wasn't going to be able to get home in time. I'm not a huge sports fan watching on TV, but we were up in Pennsylvania last week for a few days, and my brother-in-law is a very big sports fanatic, but he's good about it. He's not annoying like some of them are. But we watched a lot of basketball, and it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
Talking about that with Patrick, I was listening at the time, and we've also mentioned that his grandson that, or nephew or something, that was also 11, also knew the players, just like his grandfather or uncle or whatever relation there was there.
Well, he's my nephew, my great nephew, and it's my brother-in-law's grandson. That's right. I forgot that you mentioned you had heard us talking about it.
I'm not good enough to know all the players, you know. Only time I really remember actually watching like a whole game or, you know, where someone turned the TV on for the whole game, that was on Thanksgiving once at my cousin's house. And it was kind of funny because, you know, he was there and his wife, they haven't been married that long anyway, but I overheard them talking, and he's like, none of my family's going to watch football, or, you know, our family doesn't watch much sports, so, but they put it on anyway.
Thanksgiving weekend is a big football weekend. A lot of people do spend all weekend watching it. I enjoy it, you know. I enjoy watching some here and there. I can't do it all the time. But to each his own. Everybody's got something they like doing. Some of us like to get on the radio.
I prefer that over than watching some kind of sports.
Okay. I enjoy it if, you know, you got some really talented people. Some of them are just extraordinarily talented, and it's fun to watch them play because they seem to be able to do things that aren't possible. But most of them are just really good. You got a few that are just exceptionally good.
You know, all like the good ones, they're all facing off each other, and I didn't really notice, you know, the football. I just kind of watched it because I didn't really know much about the football at the time or the rules or anything. I couldn't tell if the players were good or bad.
Funny. Yeah, it takes time to get to know the rules and the plays and the strategies of the game. But, Alexander, I am almost back to the building, so I'm going to let you go. I heard you calling, and I wanted to say hello. Hope you have a good evening, you and your family, and we'll talk to you again. KO4ULP and 4ZLK, 73.
73, have a good rest of your evening. This is KO4ULP, and I'm Claire.